Hello everybody, welcome to this week's podcast. Well, I thought to go back to some stuff, and I wanted to play a couple of things right here on this podcast that I think people forget, or they don't remember. The Pride Podcast has become a very strong, open-minded to having a peace of mind. And I'm going to give you my peace of mind. When you see or hear this little speech, I think people need to realize that this isn't just me or something stupid. It's in the news, and it's making its way. It's actually happening. And it's really kind of sad, because it's the discrimination in the LGBT movement that is creating this, and people who ignore it are showing a big issue, or creating an issue with me. And I am only going to play this because I want you guys to hear it. And I want you guys to be aware that this is just a subject that we need to focus on.
Against LGBTQ Americans has drastically increased in the last 2 years. That's according to the advocacy group GLAAD's annual Accelerating Acceptance Report. It's delivered to highlight the progress and challenges facing the community. This year, researchers say 70% of people surveyed said they personally experienced discrimination based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. That's up 24% from just 2 years ago. And they say it's happening online, at work, and at home. GLAAD's president and CEO says the spike comes as new legislation goes into effect across the country targeting LGBTQ Americans. CBC's Perry Russum on how some LGBTQ Americans are dealing with discriminatory attacks.
See, that's the thing. They're calling it discriminatory attacks. But in Texas, there was a guy who just attacked us again. And it was on YouTube, and it was published in the news. So don't think this is just an isolated incident. This isn't. This is why I'm giving you this peace of mind, because we really need to come together and stop being picky about how we deal with things. We need to handle things straight up, straightforward, and we need to come to an understanding. So just listen and give me your feedback.
It's painted on a rock in Tennessee, sold on ears at Disney, and flows off a home in Chicago.
It's a display of love.
NASCAR has incorporated it, a fighter was criticized for wearing it, and a bishop in Massachusetts told a Catholic school it's no longer a Catholic school after flying it.
Bishop was just looking for alternatives to the flags to be able to get the same points across.
The Rainbow Pride flag was created by Gilbert Baker back in 1978.
We're just as much a part of nature as a rainbow.
Then came the bisexual pride flag, the transgender pride flag. Philadelphia added brown and black to represent people of color. And then in 2018, Daniel Quasar combined the flags and designed the Progress pride flag. This month, that version is being raised from California to Boston and Wisconsin in between.
This inclusion matters.
This year, it's been torched in Texas.
Hell no. We're putting up more flags.
Burned down in Kentucky.
It could have easily caught a house on fire.
In Baltimore, police are investigating a possible hate crime after homes burned down across the street from where a pride flag was lit on fire.
Share all that information, anything you hear.
In Surfside, Florida, after flying the flag last year, the new mayor is saying no this time. The Miami Herald reports Mayor Shlomo Danziger said he supports LGBTQ Pride Month, but fears the town may risk having to fly swastikas or satanic flags.
By flying the Pride flag, you are now opening your city up to every flag.
In Chicago,
people that drive by or walk by and they just smile.
Nicholas Vasquez says he and his partner were close to not putting up their display this year after getting threats last year.
We know where you live. We know which house you are in. You know, I'll burn down your house.
Vasquez says after years of battling for equality and pride, the fight is not over. And he says he refuses to let intimidation win.
You wave it, you have it. It's because you're proud of who you are.
For the news, I'm Perry Russum.
So where is the stopping point where discrimination is actually charged ahead and people are held accountable for their actions? Where is the stopping point where you say, this is enough, this needs to stop here and now? So that's the question. Where is the stopping point? Where do we say this is enough? Where do we say we're going to stand up for the rights of everybody and we're going to face this issue head on? Because it's happening. It's a destructive path we're on. It's like racism, and it's a fire that needs to be controlled. And we're just not going to handle it by talking. We need to take severe actions. Stay tuned as My Peace of Mind dives deeper into a very controversial, probably a very studying subject of the LGBT plus IA community happening all over America. The burning of the flag, the criticism, the defamation, the illegal actions being taken by churches, by people out there who are ready to just kill innocent Americans for being who they are.
Dillion up.
Every single homosexual in our country should be charged with the crime, the abomination of homosexuality that they have. They should be convicted in a lawful trial. They should be sentenced with death. They should be lined up against the wall and shot in the back of the head.
Now, we all remember that soundbite. That soundbite made the news all the way from Tennessee to California to New York. Anywhere you had Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you were in America, that soundbite made your news. And that soundbite was devastating. But the pieces you hear on the news nowadays is getting worse. Potentially dangerous and potentially unhealthy. Statements made by radical leftist people who are willing to take any justified move to save America, according to what I've been reading. And the numbers are growing. Here is a piece from Singapore that kind of makes me scared too. Just hang on a minute. It'll be here in just a second. Here we go.
It's a historic day for Singapore's LGBT community. Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has announced the city-state will repeal a law that bans gay sex.
The government will repeal Section 377A and decriminalize sex between men. I believe this is the right thing to do and something that most Singaporeans will now accept.
Section 377A of Singapore's penal code was introduced under British colonial rule. It punishes gay sex for up to 2 years in prison. The government's previous stance was to keep the law while promising not to enforce it. But gay people say they still face discrimination. Lu Yangfa, the executive director of the Singaporean LGBT charity Ugachaga, told Pink News,
"Decriminalization will not only improve the lives of LGBT people and their families, but will bring other obvious benefits to business, trade, and Singapore's international reputation, making this announcement welcome on many fronts."
However,
now, I know that people like to take a side and fire their best shots at people like me, who talk about this on a regular basis. But in America, the number of criminal acts against the LGBTIA movement is climbing. And if we do not respond, it will be a slap in the face of everybody. It's not going to go away unless we face the problem. And we need to stand up and say this is wrong. There is a lot of stuff that has come out, and you can read all of it online. I mean, you're gonna find it anyways, so be prepared for what you read, because it truly is a devastating fact. The Williams Institute put out a thing here like a couple years ago talking about this, and I'm getting ready to look at it because I think we need to talk about it. You know, LGBT identities. People have an identity. Everybody has an identity. The problem is, in America by itself, and you can say I'm wrong, but I know I'm not. The problem is we're grouped together, you know? We have the African American, the Latino American, the Hispanic American, the Spanish American, we have the straight, bi, gay, queer, lesbian, transgender, all those groups. And the thing that I'm trying to figure out is, how can you put a group, how can you put a name on a group of people who are just people living their lives every day, loving who they want to love, being who they want to be, loving what they are, understanding who they are. It's just it's a shocking amazement to me. And, you know, the more I see it, the more I see these acts of anti-LGBT crimes happening in America, the more it makes me think, what's going to happen next? Where does it stop? Where does this hate stop? Where do people come together and say, you know, we're taking innocent people's lives for doing nothing wrong except loving the same sex, or coming together and saying we love each other? You know, we've adopted this really bad mantra of, well, we're going to make a target out of you because of this, this, and this. You know, back in the 1800s, 1700s, back then, we targeted a really strong race of people, and they were grouped as bad people. And to this day, some still believe that, and some still take offense to knowing that they are free. And I find it demoralizing. I find it a very unhuman thing to be when hating a group of people. I mean, we're human beings. We're not robots. And if the country cannot come together and fix the issues in America, we're in trouble. Seriously. We are in serious trouble if we do not fix our issues. If we do not come together as people and face our problems and handle them in a more human manner, we're going to be in trouble. There was a piece here a while back where I talked about Dylan Oz, and I put his sound clip in here to remind you guys of him, because he is the race baiting type of person who would probably sit on a stoop and talk about how bad one human race is to the other, or how bad one language is to another. And it's just, it's a revolting piece of information to learn that we as people can't exist together because we always gotta watch our backs. We always gotta think outside the realm, and now we're back to this flag burning thing. I don't know if you heard the beginning of this, but 70% of LGBT plus community feels like they're being discriminated against, and we are. In the government, in the way we're handled, in the way people look at us, and the way we're accepted. Yeah, they have acceptance, but it's sheltered acceptance. Because we're not willing to learn. This country's like, fuck learning, let's just do it our own way. Fuck these people, they don't matter. And it's just a bad habit. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to be very explicit in what I say. Because if you're willing to say to a group of people, fuck you, you don't matter, it's just like slamming the door on God. It's just like saying, well, this doesn't matter, so we're going to do this instead. It's almost like they're turning their backs on heaven and saying, we don't want to be friends with these people. We don't want to have this kind of open relationship or open friendship with these people because they're so bad. But they're not bad. AIDS was a disaster. Herpes was worse. People who got AIDS back in the 1960s were not actually being honest, but the gay people were blamed for the AIDS disaster. And AIDS was a sexually transmitted disease, but it wasn't from the gays. It was from people having unprotected sex. It was from people who were horny enough not to use self-control and use protection, and they didn't care about the human race then like we do now. It was from people doing stupid shit, trying to get along in life, thinking that everybody else was just gonna open up their arms and accept them for who they were. This is a peace of mind where
I'm not going to hold back. This is a piece of mind where I'm going to tell you how I feel, and I'm going to give you every ounce of it. Because no one is better than the other person, and no one is lower than the other person. You're domesticating a sense of light. You're shooing away what could be the best thing to happen to America. Stay tuned as my peace of mind continues, and I have another sound clip for you. So, I found a story that talks about a teacher here in California who was recruiting students. But it wasn't for what you think. Here it is.
The Teachers Association is one of those powerful unions in the country, and it is purely an organ of the Democratic Party. Recently, the union held a conference to discuss how to indoctrinate school children without their parents' knowledge. One first grade teacher called Blair Wyatt explained that it's best to hold meetings for gender identity clubs during lunchtime so the parents never know.
Yeah, so that lunchtime is kind of that sweet spot where the kids don't need to come early or stay late, and kind of eliminates a little bit of that parent interaction if there are kids who would like to attend, but maybe their parents are unaware that they're interested in participating or unaware that they are out at school. So if you can get it to happen at lunch, that seems like a really good structure to, you know, protect the kids' identities and protect and allow them to attend.
So now we're going to start hiding our children, lying to our children at school, instead of letting the parents talk to them about the gender thing. The school's going to take control and do it? Is that how the system works now? Take the power away from the parents to teach their kids what they want and let the kids decide on their own? That seems pretty wrong. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Amazing that they're admitting this in public. Documents from the conference also show that teachers admit they read students' Google search histories looking for signs of interest in gender issues so they can take advantage of them. We wouldn't know any of this was happening if it weren't for Abigail Schreier, who broke the story. She's the author of Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze, and a very brave person. She joins us tonight. Abigail, thanks so much for coming on.
So, I'm sorry, but and when I went to school, teachers weren't allowed to look at stuff on my... We didn't have cell phones then. Nowadays, they do. And this is like saying, oh, we're going to teach your kids whether you like it or not, and you can't stop us. But at a point, they're wrong. They have to stop. This peace of mind is about focusing on the inequality of human nature. People going after other people who are innocently living their lives to the best of their abilities, but yet are targeted by groups, large groups of people who have done nothing wrong. And I refuse, no, I deny this hypocrite sense of right and wrong being tossed out the window like the Constitution, and just allowing these people to take personal, cheap, unprofessional shots at students, teachers, stuff like that. Teachers should not be teaching that stuff to our kids. Our kids should be learning from the comfort of their own home, and teachers should stay out of the parents' way. This is not how you teach your kids. If the teacher, any teacher in my book, does what this California school is doing, they should face penalties, they should face fines, they should face jail time, because they're taking the power of learning away from the parents. There are certain things that are taught in school: math, history, English, and physical fitness. Those are the only things that should be taught in that school, and government. Everything else should be up to the parents. Sexuality, sex ed, stuff like that should be up to the parents to decide, because it is not the teachers, it is not the school's job to do so. When a school starts doing this, they're destroying the very fabric of what they're supposed to be teaching. Now, I remember in school, there was a sex ed course, and we were supposed to take it, and the parents had to sign a permission slip. But to do this, to stoop to this level and do this, you're basically taking the rights of a young child and saying that they have to learn this, and we're going to teach it whether the parents like it or not. And that's not the way to do these things. There's a limit to what schools should be able to do. Same-sex couples, LGBT couples, all that should be left up to the parents. If they're in a relationship and they have a child in that relationship, that is between the child and the family to deal with that issue. And if they can't deal with it, then it becomes an issue for a counselor, not the school system and not the school district in which he or she is attending. This is part of the reason why I doubt the children's education system, because now they're allowing people to do this. They're handing power of government over to the schools to teach our children what we should be teaching them. So here is that soundbite, and I'm going to play it all the way through without interruption, but I want you to make sure you hear this teacher, this person talk, because if you're not paying attention and they're doing it behind your back, you need to stand up and say, no, this isn't going to happen. So here it is.
For breaking this story, it looks, on the face of it, from what we just presented, that these teachers are intentionally trying to hide what's going on from the parents of the kids.
That's right. The deception is actually the point. It's explicit. And in fact, in both the reporting I did on that conference you mentioned in October, and then I've since seen more recent videos of the California Teachers Association specifically guiding teachers statewide in deception of parents about the clubs, about the membership, that even at the elementary school level, 8 and 9 year olds telling them to rename the clubs, things like Prism Club, so that the parents won't know what's going on in the club and won't be able to, you know, supervise.
Since when are teachers allowed to get involved in these sex lives of minor children without the knowledge of the parents? That seems like a crime to me.
Well, you know, in one of the videos I watched put out by the California Teachers Association, the teachers instructed other educators that children as young as 7 need support in their sexual identity, and they believe it is their job to provide that. And look, if this were a matter of parents coming in and saying their child had a particular sexual or gender identity and they wanted the school to support it, that would be one thing. But instead, what the California Teachers Association is doing is they're deciding how to recruit students to these clubs, how to coach them in solidifying this gender identity or sexual orientation identity. And they're doing this by deceiving parents, specifically telling teachers how to keep the existence of the clubs and the membership from the parents.
Wow. So you don't only get lying, but students as young as 7 years old are being taught this. And excuse me, but it is not the teacher's right, and it is not the California School Board's right to tell the students a lie or teach them how to lie to their parents. Because now you're creating a dangerous precedent, and there is the thing. It is a dangerous precedent to have these clubs or allow them to be started in a school system. The California School Board should not be doing this. Any association of any school should not be doing this. And if you're doing this and you're not telling your mom and dad, you're a student in one of these clubs and you're not telling your mom and dad the truth, you're in violation of your education. Because at no time during an education period should you have to find out your sexual identity. Should the school have to know your identity as a sexual person? Male, female, male and male, whatever it is. It's not the school's right, and it's most certainly not in the school's preview to do something like this. This story, when I read it, it provoked me to do this for this reason, because children as young as 7, the influence on their bodies, on their mind, is very high. And if you're teaching, if the school board is allowing this to happen without the parents' knowledge, it is a violation not only of the civil rights of the student, but it's a violation of the civil law of the parents to know what is going on in their student's life. To know that they're going to school and actually getting a proper education, and that proper education does not include the sex ed of same-sex couple or LGBT plus community. And these clubs that they're doing in these schools are totally out of line. And if you ever want to know the truth, you need to wake up and pay attention. And you need to ask your students, what clubs are you guys in? What's going on at school today? Is there something you're not telling me that I need to know about? Because if that's really happening here in California, they're not only violating your students' right to learn, they're violating your right as a parent to teach them about sex or education. And the other thing is that it's not just being explored, it's being kept a secret from the parents. And these parents, whoever they might be, have the opportunity to deal with this problem head to head. It's just not easy enough to say it needs to be done. You have to stand up and do it. Because in my mind, this is like handing a kid a football and saying, go out and play football. But yet, the mom or dad that wanted to teach them how to play doesn't get that opportunity because the school's already doing it. Or better yet, you're in school and one time you go into this classroom and you think it's going to be math class and you find out it's some sort of club meeting. And it's just like, wait a minute. Why is my student learning this club happening without my knowledge? Why isn't somebody stopping this? And why is my student being told about, indoctrinated by a school that has no right to indoctrinate our kids into these clubs? This is the worst kind of indoctrination, and it's the worst kind of treatment of human life, because our core values are being ripped away as families and parents. And to know that this is happening in California is even worse, because now you have to wonder, is my kid actually going to get an education, or is he going to get a sex ed course from some stranger at the school? This isn't right, and I'm sorry, but I would have an issue with this. And I believe that parents have the right to know what's going on in the school system anywhere in America. This could be happening in California. Could be happening. It is happening in California. It could be happening in Washington State, Oregon, Colorado, all over the country. It could be happening, and we don't know about it. But if it is happening, the parents have a right to know, and the parents need to say, hey, I don't want my kid being put in one of these kinds of clubs that we aren't told about. Because this is not a secret anymore. You've been exposed. You need to shut it down. And you need to start asking permission before you start doing this. And if you're not asking permission, you're teaching my child something he doesn't need to learn right now, I'm going to have a problem with it. And as a parent, I would have a serious issue with this kind of education value, because it is devaluing our students' minds and not teaching them proper education. In school, you're supposed to learn basic education, which is math, history, government, English, Spanish, language arts, stuff like that, not sex ed. And if we're going to turn our schools into a sexual education, and that's all we're going to teach, then we're destroying everything we know about America. We're destroying not just the school system, we're destroying our students, our child's lives by these disgraceful actions of an association that shouldn't even be doing this. So, I don't know. I'm pretty disappointed to hear this kind of stuff, because this is the kind of stuff that would be disappointing to not just me, but to everybody. Here's the rest of this video. I hope somebody takes action and goes to these schools and finds out the truth.
I mean, I assume everyone's going to leave public schools at a certain point, who can, and homeschool or whatever. This is too much. But in the meantime, is there anything that could be done to stop it?
You know, I think that parents need to get really explicit with kids about things like gender. And tell them what's being taught in schools is nonsense. And in some cases, if the parents are able to do it, they really should pull their kids out of these schools.
Yeah.
Because this kind of nonsense spreads. And the teachers, look, this is not members of LGBTQ doing this. I want to be really clear about that. These are activist teachers. They are looking to peel the children away from the values of their homes and supplant those values with their own.
Yeah, they're grooming seven-year-olds and talking to seven-year-olds with their sex lives. Like, where are the dads, by the way? So many questions, so little time. But we are grateful to you for breaking this, as you have so many stories like it. Abigail Schreier, thank you.
Where is the parents when this is happening? And who's telling the parents about this? I mean, this is like we're back in the Stone Age again. And it's not okay. It's destruction of it's the degradation of our children's lives here. And if this is happening, then we're not only in trouble, it's really dangerous to know that this is happening. And I think that people should be aware. I think that it's very, very wrong. So, I was doing a search online, and there's a teacher who's on TikTok who is posting videos. Here's one of her videos. It was on it's online, and this is Fox 11 in Los Angeles. No, that's not it. But anyways, this is it.
School district says what that teacher says in that video does not align with the district's values. They are now investigating. Port Mesa Unified School District says what that teacher says in that video does not align with the district's values. They are now investigating this. Meanwhile, a lot of parents are very concerned and shocked by what they heard that teacher say.
So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable.
The school district says that's Kristen Pitson, who identifies herself as an 11th grade teacher at Back Bay High School here in Costa Mesa. She starts that TikTok video by saying that during the Pledge of Allegiance, she gives students the option to stand and say the words. She goes on to share that her class does not have an American flag and that she took it down during the pandemic because it made her uncomfortable. In this video, Pitson says a student asked why there was no flag recently. She says she tells the student she would try to find it, but then admits she's lying. Parents in the area say they are shocked by what the teacher says next.
In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and he goes, oh, that one?
Again, this video is now under investigation by the Newport Mesa Unified School District. A spokesperson says, I assure you that we take matters like this seriously and are taking action to address it. Showing respect to our nation's flag is a value that we instill in our students and an expectation of our employees.
So, there you go. It's not a secret anymore because it's being exposed on TikTok. It's being exposed on social media. California schools are basically able to turn our children against their families and against the learning curve and do things that are wrong. But yet, that teacher in Costa Mesa, California, admitted that she doesn't have the American flag. What else are we not learning about the teachers in California? What else is the Teachers Association hiding from the parents and the students? Coming up, my closing thoughts, and this is my peace of mind. I'm Brandon. Stay tuned.
Steady on the grizzly, hustling real hard. Duffel bag full of cash, make them haters real mad. Hating cause they ain't know how to get bread. I think I'm close, my eyes work and stay on. It's a must, I go from dusk till dawn. So I'm clubbing, 365, waited too long. Now it's my shine, I'm stunning when I'm running in the limelight. You steady running your mouth cause I rhyme tight. 24-7, work and stay on. It's a must, I go from dusk till dawn. Stay on to some, that's why I have to stay fresh on tracks. From rags to riches, never gonna grind. Everything I see, I make it mine. I'm on. Classic like a black OCB paint with some black kicks and a black shirt. I talk slick, flow's gone head zero. I hear him talking, carry cash in a Louis bag. Seems like serious stack in a bank. Yes, some movie type, Scarface, Al Pacino. Welcome to reality, the bank account says zero. I hear him patience for being that dumb. Y'all just make me laugh, cause I'll be stuck. I'm on a hustle, I'm on a grind. Everything I see, hell yeah, I'm making mine. I'm supposed to shine, next in line. So packs for dimes, now get paid for rhymes. Stack up money like I wanna build mountains. You can call the large amounts that I'm counting. I'm supposed to hustle, yeah. I'm on the grind, yeah. Everything I see, I make it mine. I'm on the hustle, yeah. I'm on the grind, yeah. Everything I see, I make it mine.
This is my closing thoughts. First of all, I'm really glad to see my listeners growing. I am happy that you're all coming to listen to my podcast. If you want to support my podcast, just click on the link in the Anchor and click on the link on Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere where my podcast is, and just support my podcast. And make sure to follow me on my new Facebook page. I'll be putting that in the description very soon. This will be my first Pride podcast. So I hope you guys listen, and I hope it helps to educate you on what's going on out there in the United States and America and around the world, because it is a very serious time for America, and we're facing our greatest fear, or our greatest iniquities are yet to come, and some of the things that are happening involve our children. And if you're in a same-sex relationship and you have a child, it is time for you to get involved and be actively speaking out and telling your children that the teachers are not their sex ed. You are. And facing these issues is what's going to change the outcome of America. Standing up for your students, being who you are, is going to change this too. And we really do need to listen, and we really do need to follow through with our childhood education. And they should not be taught what's going on in America in school. What they need to do is they need to teach school education what they're supposed to. And we need to know what's going on exactly. No secret clubs should be allowed in school, and no clubs at all should be in our school system. These should be things left for the parents. And if you're intentionally trying to destroy our child's life, then it's time for the parents to get involved, and it's time for everybody to sit down and have a real conversation, because there are some real issues happening out there that nobody's talking about. So I hope that you take your time and you find out what your student or your child is involved in at his local school or her local school or whatever school he may or she may go to, because it is important to make sure that they're getting the proper education, and that that education does not include a secret club run by teachers who wish to teach false information and who have obviously taken it up on themselves to indoctrinate our kids into society of today, which is wrong, and it is so wrong that I'm going to continue to speak out about it, because knowing this, what other states are doing this? What other schools are doing this? What other associations with schools are doing this? Because we cannot allow a teacher or a police officer or anybody to teach our children misinformation. When you're a police officer, you teach them the law. You teach them to follow the law. When you're a teacher, you teach them math, language, government, and physical fitness. And then you teach them the basics of education. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's all you should be teaching. Everything else is up to the teacher. Everything else is up to the parent and the teacher and how they want to go about their childhood education and how they want their children taught by that teacher. And that teacher should respect that and should not encourage that kind of action or behavior. So stay tuned, because I'll find out more, and I'll keep reporting on this until it stops. Check me out on TikTok, check me out on Instagram, check me out on Facebook, and follow My Peace of Mind podcast on Facebook. Have a wonderful week, everybody.